Maurice Conti, Chief Innovation Officer, Alpha, a Barcelona machine learning firm focusing on creating technologies that could reshape fields like health and energy. We recently built an AI prototype to assess teamwork and collaboration. Our early results show that AI can perform at the same level as a trained human psychologist observing a team doing the same exercises, except A, they're machine systems, so you don't need the psychologist, it's super scalable, and B, we can do it in real time, whereas a psychologist has to observe and collate results and give an opinion or rating on collaboration. I think you can apply these technologies to just about every small facet of any industry. You can get better at designing things like wind turbines or building curtain walls for buildings because we'll have more data, better data, and a better understanding of that data. AI is sort of a peanut butter you can spread across multiple industries. With a precise idea of the conditions this thing I'm designing will see in real life, I can design it better. Reina El Kaloubi, co-founder and CEO, Effectiva, a venture-backed company whose pioneering emotion AI is used by brands in the auto industry, education, and healthcare. I don't see a world in which the robots are going to take over. I really worry about the more imminent threats of AI around bias, though, and not understanding how these technologies are going to get deployed and used. We're very big advocates of that broad perspective. In AI, we deal with facial recognition. If you train the face detector with mostly faces of, I don't know, white men, then you go to Africa or Asia, it's not going to work. I'm originally from Egypt. I'm like, we need women who are wearing hijabs to be in the data set. We like to think of the vehicle as an example of what this advanced interaction with technology will look like. We can also take that into the home or the office. Last fall, Effectiva announced a partnership with SoftBank Robotics to make social robots. We're going to be in the lead on the emotion and social brain of the robot. Mark Nitzberg, Executive Director, Center for Human Compatible AI, CHAI, at UC Berkeley, and Principal and Chief Scientist, Cambrian Group, which works with companies like GE and BMW on planning, strategy, and design. CHAI's mission is to reinvent AI in a way that's safe and compatible with human objectives and preferences. Since the beginning of engineering, a system would be built to achieve the objectives of that system. As we delegate more and more to such systems, they achieve their objectives at the expense of our preferences. For example, our preference is not to have our arm ripped off when we walk by a robot. You would think it's an obvious preference, but it's not programmed into every robot on the assembly line. That's why many are in cages. There may be some kind of intelligence in AI, but it's not a mechanical copy of human intelligence. If you asked CHAI faculty member Stuart Russell, "Will you create consciousness in a machine?" You couldn't give him $5 billion to do that. He does not know how to do that. And I think most of the AI community would say the same.